Welcome back to Reaching the Summit Women's Basketball Podcast. Fans, we've got a good one for you today. We're so grateful to be in the presence of longtime St. Thomas women's basketball coach, Ruth Sin. Coach, thanks so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I so appreciate all you do to continue to grow the game and the interest and the support. So thank you very much.
Thank you. We have fun for sure. Jordan is not here. He might randomly pop up. I forgot to mention that before we started. He's in a meeting, so he may show up, he may not. I want to start by hearing from you about Jo Langbin. She's someone that came in kind of the year one of D1, and she was a huge part of the team last season. Didn't score a lot the first half of the season, but has kind of gotten back into that. Just tell us about her growth and her adaptability through her four seasons with St. Thomas.
Yeah, I am so fortunate to have six amazing seniors on my roster right now. And as their coach, I look back, especially at this time of year, and think about all the growth and the progress and the development. I have seen them as, you know, 17, 18-year-olds just kind of coming into their own and then really realizing who they are, what their purpose is, and how they can have their presence be felt and be impactful. And Jo is one of these young ladies. She has just matured and come into her own on the court and off the court. Off the court, she is just a tremendous, kind-hearted, serving young woman. And she goes about always thinking of other people. And then on the court, she's a beast. She can be in the middle there. She can defend their top players. She can take it to the hoop on the low block, but also take you off the dribble. She is one of the best rim runners there is around. And we get an open floor. Jo is one of them that's very difficult to stop. And last year, she led the nation in field goal percentage. So I think right now she's around 62%. So on the floor, she is definitely a presence for us. And when she is on, St. Thomas is on as well.
Thank you for bringing up that she led the nation in field goal percentage. A lot of people don't know that because apparently it doesn't count when you're reclassifying, which I think is unfair and a joke. So Jo Langbin did lead the nation in field goal percentage last year.
Correct. A lot of people with those field goal percentages, you know, the people that lead the nation, well, you know, they have limited shots. They haven't taken as many shots. Well, Jo had a whole season worth of attempts and field goal made. So it was definitely a worthy accomplishment.
Absolutely. You're 7-5 in the conference thus far, which is good for fourth place right now. A lot of the games you've lost have been close, including to SDSU and ORU. What do you think the missing piece is to kind of just get over that hump?
I think, you know, we're continuing to find the solution to those little things that are holding us back. And I think we're getting closer and closer. If you take a look offensively, we are attacking the basket and we have multiple people that can really create opportunities for us to be able to put the ball in the hoop. On the defensive end, we have really been shoring up our defense. And I think that's where we've seen the most progress and the most growth. If you take a look at the second time around, we've kind of tweaked a couple of things. We've been a little bit tighter on our rotations. We understand our identity a little bit better. And I think you're seeing it on the court, just on the defensive end. They always say defense is what wins championships. And so we're counting on our defense continuing to improve and grow. But I would say it definitely is on the defensive end and the consistency that we must have on the defensive end.
Absolutely. And you've alluded to this a little bit already, but your team has a lot of contributors. As far as conference-only stats, Sammy Opichka is fourth in block shots, Jade Hill's second in assists, and Briscalia ninth in scoring, and I think Jo Langbin's 12th in rebounds. So what kind of allows your team to just work so well together and shine in different areas?
And that's where I'm so proud of them, is that they're just about see a need, fill a need. It's about the good of the team. And, you know, you continue your narrative and you talk about our bench points. We had point in the season in December where we weren't getting much production from our bench, whereas last game, I think we had 27 points from the bench. And so, you know, when you start making steps and moving the needle and trying to be competitive with those top teams in this conference, it is going to be about your depth, and it is going to be about everybody stepping on that floor, knowing they have gifts to bring, and really feeling freedom to go out and give it and be their best. And so I've been really proud of our young ladies.
Well, you mentioned this conference. You have an assistant coach that Summit League fans know pretty well, and that's Madison McKeever. And without giving too much away, what's it like to have a coach that knows this conference well and was part of a storied program during a pretty historic era?
There is no question that Madison brings such great energy, such great purpose, and an understanding. You know, we've had her visit with our young ladies about, you know, what it's like to buy for a conference title and what it takes, the consistency, the mindset, the relentless effort, and, you know, the commitment to finding solutions. And Maddie demonstrates that to a T. And she does that all the time, you know, with just this joy and acceptance that she loves the challenge and she loves figuring it out. So it's been a real great addition to have her understanding, her knowledge, and even from our girls' perspective, just the relateness, you know, her ability to relate to them and what they're going through and help them frame how they're dealing with, you know, the excitements, the highs and the lows and things like that. So she's been a great addition to our staff.
All right, I've got a bit of a fun one for you here. Is there any lingo or vocabulary that your players use or anything they do that just over your head, you don't get it? Or have they taught you anything new?
Oh, they're constantly trying to teach us different things and how we react and how we go. This is a great group. They find joy in the journey. And, so we have little nuances after our practices. You know, we tape our practices. One of our seniors, Phoebe Frenzel, she'll all of a sudden cut out some funny thing that happened. Somebody got hit by a ball or something like this. And all of a sudden we're seeing that up on, you know, everybody's, you know, phone, and we're getting to experience that. Or the other thing they do is they have like a crooked finger because I have this crooked finger from basketball. So again, Phoebe, she made a finger. You know how you have the number one? Well, not us. We have the number one with the crooked finger.
Oh my goodness. That's so fantastic.
They are such a joy to work with because they're all in, they're committed, but yet they understand that it is about the relationships and the people. I mean, we have 3 weeks left. We don't get postseason. And so we just want to maximize every single minute we get to come together. We get to spend this time together and we get to, you know, really walk together, you know, on this journey.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned the postseason because that's actually where I was going next. I think I know the answer, but I have to ask. The NCAA recently changed their reclassification rules and knocked a year off of your waiting period. Do you want that extra year back, or are you feeling ready to make a run at the postseason next year?
We are very excited about this opportunity. And obviously, you know, there are a couple more steps that have to be, you know, gone through, but we are really excited and the timing is perfect. We're opening a new arena. We've got our group that has been taking steps every single year, and we want to continue to take that trajectory and continue to make that climb. And we think it's perfect that we're going to have the opportunity for postseason play. So we can't wait. We're excited.
Absolutely. And I love that we're on the same page because you said you've been taking those steps every single year. And that was where I was going with my final question. You have improved every year that you've been in the conference. You're currently one game out of the three seed for this season. And it's very possible that you could lock that up by the time we get to Sioux Falls. What are your kind of overall thoughts on where you've been, how far you've come, and where you're going?
You know, the hard part about that is, you know, when you're in the muck right now and in the grind right now, you just got to take one day at a time and you got to stack practice after practice, day after day. And I think our young ladies really understand that, probably 4 years ago, it was just too overwhelming of a concept, you know. Now they understand how important every moment is, how important momentum is, and how important that idea about 1% better is every time. So we're not getting too far ahead of ourselves. We know this conference, if you take a look at this conference this year, it is tough. It is so much deeper than it has been in the past. If you look at from the top to the bottom, anything is possible. And so we just want to make sure that we're stacking days upon days and making sure we're prepared for whatever comes our way and that we can create an advantage to make sure that, you know, the outcome goes our way.
Absolutely. All right, friends, that's Tommy head coach Roofson. Tommies are on a 3-game win streak and they travel to Kansas City on Thursday. That's a 1 p.m. game on Thursday. So I guess if you need a distraction at work, you can watch some Tommy basketball. And then they'll host the Utes on Saturday, also at 1 p.m. on the Summit League Network. Coach, thank you so much for your time. And we'll see you in a few short weeks at the Denny.
Yeah, thank you so much. Again, like I said, anything we can do to continue to promote our young women and their journey and how they're moving forward. And you guys do a great job with it. So we so appreciate it.
Thank you.